You may be aware that the city of Quincy is in the process of trying to lease about 241 acres at Granite Links to Quarry Hills Associates for the next 99 years and to be coming up to the city council for a vote this spring, most likely. And there's a group of citizens here in Quincy that have some questions about that, have some concerns about that. Two of them are joining me on the program today. We want to welcome Jocelyn Sedney and also Tom Montminy of Quincy to talk a little bit about their concerns when it comes to this particularly. So great to meet you both. Appreciate your opportunity. Yep.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Joe.
Very welcome.
Nice to meet you as well.
Yeah, there's an organization. Folks have written some letters to the editor in the Quincy Sun. They've raised some concerns at some of the public hearings about this particular lease proposal. And you are both here to talk about some of those concerns. So why don't we start with who you folks are. Jocelyn, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've lived in Quincy since 1989, and I am an attorney. I'm a civil, I do primarily civil litigation, which means I represent people that either want money or the people who are being asked to pay the money.
Okay.
That's the easiest way to describe that. And, you know, I've been interested in various matters affecting Quincy and taxpayers in Quincy for some time, but this particular matter has really, really caught my attention.
Why is that?
Well, initially there was an ordinance meeting that talked about access for trails to the Blue Hills, and I hike a lot, my wife hikes a lot, and so that was an issue that really resonated with me. I hadn't read the lease, I really didn't have really any idea what was going on in terms of leasing, but after that meeting I did read the lease, the current lease, and wondered why some things had not been happening. For instance, there's supposed to be a nature trail up where the playing fields are and the soccer field. That, you know, the Quarry Hills agreed to do that, you know, freely. They weren't forced to agree that. And I went up there looking for the nature trail and I couldn't find it. There are a number of other kinds of things, the trails connecting to the Blue Hills. And I was concerned. And then I read the proposed 99-year lease, and then I was really concerned, because it seemed to me that the Quincy taxpayers were not being well served, and that in terms of the amount of money that was going to come to us was actually going to be less, that the formula for calculation of the rent was actually much less advantageous to the citizens of Quincy in the 99-year lease as opposed to the present lease.
Hmm. Okay. And Tom, for yourself, you are an attorney also?
I am, Joe, and I grew up in Quincy, and my wife, I've lived most of my life here. My wife and I have raised our family in Quincy, and I am an attorney as well. Started out my practice in Washington, D.C. and Maryland back in the 80s, and then came back home and started with a large firm in Boston. That's where I met Jocelyn over 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And after a couple of years of doing that, I started my own practice and done a lot of different things. But for the most part, I represent healthcare providers on corporate issues, whether it be a lease that they're entering or an employment contract, just general corporate practice.
Mm-hmm. And what is it about this particular issue that got you interested in speaking out about it?
This is the first issue I've ever spoken out on publicly with respect to the city. In general, I think the city is very well run. I've been very much in favor of the development that has occurred. I think the city may have stagnated without this development. I think it's become a very vibrant city as a result of Mayor Koch's efforts, and I've voted for him and each time that he's run for an election. But this lease, and it's 99-year term, just struck me that it was being rushed. And I really couldn't understand what was the rush when there are 33 years left on the current lease. It doesn't expire to 2056. So why not make sure that all the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted? My understanding is that the city has not completed an audit of the financials to make sure we're even receiving the rent that's due under the current lease. There's a lot of due diligence that could be done. So it was the length of the term, because once you lock in a lease for 99 years, you're essentially taking decision making concerning that lease away from the next four generations of Quincy residents. So the term really concerned me, and also the amount of rent. It's one-tenth of certain revenues. And that may have made sense when the property was being developed to in order to get developers to take risk and develop this what was a landfill into a magnificent property. But now, when you're asking for a new lease, if this lease was expiring today, it's a turnkey property. It's a 27-hole golf course with fantastic amenities. You would be able to obtain a rent much higher than 1/10. In my view, it should be a significantly higher rent that the city should be receiving.
Now, to hear from the folks at Quarry Hills Associates, they're stating that they need this 99-year lease in order to secure financing for future developments. So what's your response to that?
Well, I've heard their contention. I don't buy it. And the reason I don't buy it is because they haven't identified what improvements they want to make there and how much they want to borrow. So, and I understand they've produced some letters from some local banks supporting their contention, but neither of those letters identifies the amount of the loan that's being requested or the project for which it's being requested. So I think 33 years should be sufficient to finance various improvements to the existing property. And if there were to be an improvement that was a substantial expense that needed a loan, I don't know, in the tens of millions mm-hmm. of dollars, then all of this is eventually going to inure to the benefit of the city. The city could act as a guarantor of that loan.
Okay.
You don't need to enter a longer term. The lender is only interested in getting paid back.
Right, or securing the property that they're financing, right?
Which
I think is going to be a hotel. I think it's been publicly discussed. They'd like to have at least one hotel developed at that site as well. But have either one of you looked at the proposed 99-year lease? Have you actually had a chance to read it? You both have.
Yeah. I have,
okay.
And it seems deficient on many levels.
Really? Such as, this is your chance, Tom.
Sure.
Tell us what you think, yeah.
Well, one is the term, which I just
okay.
discussed.
Yeah.
The second is the rent that I think is insufficient for a turnkey property.
What's the current agreement to state for in terms of rent?
The current agreement, under the current agreement, the rent payable is 1/10 of certain revenues. It's 1/10 of gross golfing related mm-hmm. revenues and 1/10 of net revenues related to other operations such as the function halls,
yep.
the bars, the restaurant.
Okay. And what's the proposed agreement?
It stays the same.
Oh, it stays the same.
So,
actually,
Jocelyn has a couple
I can
points
address
on
that.
That. Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Because it actually, the formula doesn't stay the same.
Oh.
So.
Okay. What's different?
Well, and I hope I'm not getting too much into the weeds on this, but my concern is that I want people to read specifically that part of the two leases so they can compare the two.
Right. This is what I'm trying to get at, yeah.
So under the current lease, the city is supposed to get 10% of all of the golf-related fees.
Okay.
That membership fees, everything. The current lease, before it was amended by Mayor Koch in 2016, the current lease also gave us 10% of the golf cart rentals.
Okay.
That was removed in 2016 by Mayor Koch in an amendment to the lease.
I see.
So just take the golf carts away, so 10% of golf course fees. Now, under the new lease, mm-hmm. the 99 lease, we get 10% of the total gross minus the cost of collecting the fees, the cost of commissions for consultants, the cost of compensation for the consultants, and absolutely no golf cart revenue.
Oh, okay.
So when you just look at those two formulas, they're different.
Okay.
And we get less under the second one because you take out of the gross these additional
mm-hmm.
expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So why would we agree to get less in the 99-year lease? Someone's asking for a huge ask. I mean, 99 years, mm-hmm. multiple generations. Shouldn't we get a huge response? Shouldn't we get a huge amount? Even if it's 20%, but 20% of the total. Don't be taking out these nickel and dime issues.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of the other services, the functions and the tavern and those kinds of things, we're supposed to get 10% of a net under the current lease.
Okay.
And the net is, you take the gross profits and take off a whole list of expenses, which has been done. And there's an exhibit to the lease that specifies what those expenses can be.
Mm-hmm.
And we get then 10% of that. Now the new lease, for the 99 years says we get 10% of the net, and that's the gross minus all of these different expenses, plus minus maintenance and minus financing. Now, what does that mean? That you're adding additional expenses to take off, and what does maintenance mean? Maintenance of the hotel, the tavern, all those things, and the cost of financing? Is that the interest on the loan? What is that? Mm-hmm. So that's less. We're getting less mm-hmm. under the 99-year lease. So why would we agree to that?
And have you asked these questions of the administration?
Well, we've actually, since the beginning of February, been attempting to get an interview with the mayor, at least a chance to discuss this. We finally, I think maybe last week, were told that during the week of April 24, which I think is next week, mm-hmm. that he would be available, and so we now have a slot next week.
Okay.
Now, we've talked about this at ordinance meetings. We've talked about this to all of the city councilors. So we've really tried to reach out so that we can have this conversation. And, you know, Quarry Hills has responded to many different complaints that there have been. For instance, failure to maintain the sports fields, which have been sometimes underwater, and they had agreed under the current lease to maintain those sports fields. And there are a number of different things that they agreed to do. But, and Quarry Hills has responded to that.
Okay.
They sent to the city councilors a response to that, and they say they've addressed all these issues, but never have they addressed the difference in the compensation formula. The mayor has been interviewed. There have been interviews in the press as well as here. He has never said to the taxpayers of Quincy, you are going to get more because the formula for compensation is much better under the 99-year lease. They might say you're going to get more because it's going to be a hotel. Mm. Well, that's sure, you're going to get more. But the formula is different. We would get much more if you stuck with the current formula.
Okay. Do you know, in dollar terms, have you broken down to what that would mean?
I don't know,
okay,
because I don't know what the hotel would be,
right,
but I do have dollars and cents for what we have been getting.
Okay.
For instance, and I have these financial statements from Quarry Hills that they provided to the city.
Okay.
Now, it's quite a bit of work to go through these.
I'm
and
sure.
Just take
yeah.
2021. In 2021, for the functions, that is the functions and the food and those kinds of things, actually it's just the functions, Quarry Hills made $4,384,676.
Okay.
That was the amount of money that was made. Quincy received $23,737.52. That's less than 1%.
So.
And that's because of all these expenses that they took out, including, you know, payroll, administrative expenses, accounting fees.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long, long list. And those numbers are very soft. I mean, who has looked at that? You say administrative expenses in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. What does that mean?
And that's under the current lease.
That's under the current
okay.
lease. Right. And then if you take the food, this Quarry Hills has made $8,094,311.
Now just we in 2021?
Just in 2021.
Okay.
And we've received $99,698.30. That's a little more than 1%. So when people say we get 10%, we don't get 10%. We get 10% of the net.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
by the time Quarry Hills takes out all of these expenses, that net is very small.
Well, according to that, it's about $124,000 for 2021.
Golf course fees, the same difference. $563,746.51. 10% of that, it's easy to figure out, is $596,374.65.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But because of the 2016 amendment mm-hmm. where Mayor gave up the rentals, we lost 91,000 that year.
Mm-hmm.
That's what would have been 10% of the golf cart rentals because of that amendment in 2016. And in response to that reduction in the stream of income for us, that is $91,000 for this year, he got one night of free rental of the tavern when he has his one day that's allowed by the lease for a charitable golf tournament. Before, it was free use of the golf course for one day. Mm-hmm. Now it's free use of the golf course and the clubhouse. So what happened to us as the Quincy taxpayers?
And the money that the city does eventually get, is that geared toward any specific area of the city? That just goes to the general fund?
No, it goes to specific funds. Okay. And this was set up in the present lease too. And one of the funds is oversight. One of the funds goes to the DPW to take care of curbing and mm-hmm. yard and sidewalks mm-hmm. and things like that. And then there were a couple of other funds as well. And I was really interested in the oversight fund because it seemed to me there's been no oversight. No one's been taking care of the playing fields. No one's been making sure the Quarry Hills does the right thing or even listing.
I think the city council agreed to that
at the last meeting. Yeah. And no one's been paying attention to these lists of expenditures. Mm-hmm. What are they? Looked at them. Actually looked at the backup. And so if you look at that oversight fund, over time, about $45,000, and 10% of this money goes into that, has gone to actually golf course related expenses. The other money has gone to looking at wind turbines on Moon Island, improvements to Crown Colony, curbing and streets, and over $700,000 for personal expenses.
Which is what?
We don't know. Oh. Now, I got this information from Freedom of Information Act request to the city.
Really?
Yeah, so I have an actual, I mean, I have these numbers.
Okay. Was that a difficult process? I mean,
I mean, they have to respond within 10 days.
Okay.
And they have, although sometimes the responses, like I said, what happened with these? Mm-hmm. Who got the money? What did they get paid? Because in 2023, it was over $100,000. We're talking January to now.
Just this year? Okay.
Just this year, and actually about a month ago when I got this number. So who got the money for personal services, and what were the personal services? And my response, no response from the mayor's office, no response from the legal department, no response from anybody. Mm-hmm. Now, there is a woman who is now going to send in a new one and specifically say, in 2023 you got over $100,000 for personal expenses. Who got the money? What was it for? Because that's a lot of money. What has it gone to? I wrote to the Quincy Sun about this whole issue.
Yes.
And we've heard nothing from the city about that.
As an attorney, Tom, hearing these facts that Jocelyn has acquired, what do you think?
I think it shows the importance of an audit.
Okay.
And being completed every year because
outside audit.
An outside audit, right, exactly. An independent audit firm completing an audit and letting us know whether the expenses that are being claimed are reasonable. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, are the compensation packages for the Quarry Hills executives and managers, are they in line with golf industry norms? That would be one thing that would be of interest. Hopefully they are, but it needs to be verified. Trust but verify. Another aspect of it would be there are contracts. My understanding is that there are contracts with related companies. For example, Quarry Hills Association or Associates has a contract with a related company called Marina Bay Management. And is that contract reasonable? Mm-hmm. Is that commercially reasonable? What fees are being paid? And these are just things that an audit should look into. And confirm one way or the other. Are these reasonable, or is the city being overcharged? Because every dollar that goes to an expense is less income to the city under this current rent structure.
Yeah. Could it ought to be part of the new lease agreement, or should it be part of the new lease?
The city has the right to audit.
Okay.
There is a provision in the new lease that says that, similar to the provision in the old lease.
Okay.
But I've seen deals where you can actually require the tenant to produce the audit, and the city of course can question it. But what you do is have the tenant as part of the lease retain an auditing firm separate from the firm that does their taxes, and complete an audit, and then have it produced so that it's not on the burden of the city to be chasing Quarry Hills Associate for records. There's a provision there, but it's loosely written. There's, for example, there's no deadline by which Quarry Hills would have to produce financial records. You know, it's all sort of based on good faith. But you can, a commercial landlord would want to tighten those provisions up.
In this case, the city being the landlord.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Okay. So who would pay for the audit?
Well, it would be negotiated as part of it. If the city does it, of course the city pays for it. But in the first instance, Quarry Hills would, if they're going to be responsible mm-hmm. for producing audited records, they would be responsible for it.
Okay.
And Joe, there's also an easy way to determine whether or not this rent is market rent, and that's to have a valuation done. How much is this property worth? How much are the businesses worth? And there are firms that specialize in valuations mm-hmm. that the city could obtain a valuation mm-hmm. and then research, you know, what are owners of similar properties around the country of these high-end golf courses? What are they receiving for rent? What kind of structures, management structures, have they entered into? And I suspect that with a property like this, that it's much more than one-tenth of net revenues. Mm.
Okay. So are these concerns, questions that you're both raising, are these things that the city council should be asking and maybe requiring in the new lease agreements? You know, how would this go forward, basically?
I think the city council should be asking these questions. The administration should be asking these questions as well. There are other aspects of the lease that are deficient as well. For example, or that should be addressed. For example, the financing is a very general provision, and it would allow the tenant, Quarry Hills Associate, to put the lease up as collateral, not only for projects at Granite Links, but also other projects. Hmm. So that provision should be tightened up to be specific to projects at Granite Links.
Okay.
Because the last thing the city would want is 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years from now is some out-of-state lender coming in, foreclosing on it, and all of a sudden this lender is the tenant.
Is the new tenant,
the tenant.
I see.
There's a sublease provision that would allow Quarry Hills to sublease their responsibilities to a new tenant. So in essence, Quarry Hills, in that case, would be choosing the tenant. And I think there should be a prohibition on subleasing.
Okay.
There's another way this could change hands as well. Quarry Hills could sell its equity interests in its organization to a third party. So there should be a provision in the lease that says if there's a change in control of Quarry Hills, the city has the right to terminate.
Okay.
And Joe, if I could just respond
to
that too. I think that the city council, to ask them to do the kind of analysis that we have done and that we've started to do is really a tall ask. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult for them. And we've met with them about the two leases, and would you please read them? That the words are important.
Yep.
And I'm not sure that the reading is going on and that they're actually able to ask the kinds of questions that we're asking. Now, we've offered our services, quite frankly.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we're citizens of, and we have various areas of expertise, like Maria Mulligan is an architect, and we have, you know, environmental scientists who are involved in this. So either accept our services, form a committee that actually is going to look at this lease, look at the terms of the lease, and have a wide range of people with expertise to look at this lease in ways that Tom is suggesting, mm-hmm. as well as others, and then report back to the city councilors. Mm-hmm. So that gives them more information. And you know, they're asked to do a lot. You know, every meeting, they have to read different proposals, they have to act on different proposals, they have a lot to do. They shouldn't have to bear this burden. And that's one of the things that we've asked the city council to do, to appoint a committee mm-hmm. to look at this.
Well, there is an existing oversight committee within the city council now, that could take on that burden, bring in folks such as yourself or somebody of their choosing, I suppose, to do this review.
Exactly.
And look
exactly.
It over. Yeah. What is the responsibility when you've offered your services or asked them to do this?
Well, I mean, we do it in the context of the ordinance meeting because that's the only avenue that we have in terms of offering it to the council in general.
Yep.
And we've had no response. You know, the public can make comments mm-hmm. for given 3 minutes. So I'm trying to cover the kinds of information that I have in 3 minutes with Councilor McCarthy saying, you know, could you watch your time? Could you watch your time? And we have a lot of information.
How long did it take you to acquire this information
between the two of you? It's work.
On our own, we really haven't worked in depth together, but it takes a long time. A commercial lease is one of the most complex legal documents you'll ever find. In addition to the methods of getting a good lease on behalf of the city, mm-hmm. there's also an easier way. Mm-hmm. It will be more expensive, but it's an easier way. And that would be for the city to retain a very experienced commercial real estate law firm to prepare this lease okay. on the city. I have seen many commercial leases over the years, and whenever especially a valuable property is involved, no commercial landlord will let the tenant prepare the lease. In this case, the lease, my understanding is that the lease that I've seen has been prepared by the attorneys for Quarry Hills.
Okay.
And it should be rejected. And what should happen is a law firm for the city with deep experience in these types of agreements should be preparing. It's a very specialized area of law, should be preparing the lease on behalf of the city, making sure that the provisions strongly favor the city on default, on some of the issues we've talked about, yeah. subleasing, assignment. It's very important. They're the kind of the hidden issues beneath the surface that are there, but it's an insurance policy for the city's interests. As these decades go on, especially in a 99-year lease.
Yeah, I know we talked just before we started the program today about another topic at Quarry Hills is the intersection with Willard Street and Ricchiuti Drive is deadly. You know, yeah. and mm-hmm. there's been some pretty serious accidents there, yeah. and with more development, there'll be increased traffic. Right. So should that be part of the new lease as well, do you think?
From my perspective, yeah. it should at least be done before a new 99-year okay. lease is executed, is signed. There's a lot of due diligence on that side that could be done beforehand. What is the plan to correct that intersection mm-hmm. to make it safer? I think that definitely should be done. And also, what is the master plan for the Granite Lakes property mm-hmm. that Quarry Hills has in mind? Why not have Quarry Hills identify that and be specific as to what they have in mind for the next 99 years? Any landlord wants to know what's going to happen to its property.
Is the town of Milton involved with this at all? Because I know the property crosses the border.
Joe, that's one aspect of this that I've also questioned in my own mind.
Nine holes of the course actually are in Milton.
That's my understanding yeah. as well. And why isn't Milton a part of this process?
Yeah.
And I didn't know if it's part of the Quarry Hills strategy to sort of divide and conquer, that whatever they get Quincy to agree to, Milton will really have no choice but to agree to it. They'll have to tag along. But Quincy could also be potentially embarrassed by this. What if Milton works out a better deal than Quincy's receiving? So there should be a provision in the lease that says if Milton receives an increased rent, that Quincy's rent gets bumped up to whatever is the higher mm-hmm. of the two.
Sure, okay.
But that's just one more aspect yeah. that an experienced commercial real estate firm would ensure would be in the lease.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess, even if the city council formed this committee that mm-hmm. I'm talking about, one of the chief recommendations of the committee might well be what Tom just suggested, mm-hmm. that I'm a civil litigation lawyer. I don't do this for a living. I've been taking a deep dive into these documents because I do that when people argue about money.
Sure.
But it's not my area of expertise.
Yep.
And so we would be saying to the city council, we need to have an advisor here or else we need to give this to a sophisticated commercial real estate yep. attorney. Just like the city hires attorneys on the Adams Library project, on the bridge over to Long Island.
Yep.
The city should do the same thing. We need somebody advocating for the taxpayers at the city of Quincy.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Anything else either one of you'd like to add?
Joe, I guess one aspect yep. I would be, I remember when the course was being built.
And I do too.
Yeah. yeah, and it was terrific to think that this landfill would be transformed into a wonderful property.
Yeah.
And I remember the hundreds of trucks every day mm-hmm. coming through the streets of Quincy to deliver the dirt from the big dig up there. And I remember concerns being expressed. I wasn't one of them. Mm-hmm. I was busy raising my family mm-hmm. and trying to start my practice. But I remember reading assurances from the Quarry Hills principals that this course will be affordable for the residents of Quincy. They will be welcome there. And to me, when I go up there, I don't golf anymore, but if I go up there, it has a very private feel to it. And if you go on the website, unlike the other two golf courses in Quincy that list the rates aren't even listed. Hmm. So it's almost like that menu where the prices aren't on the menu. If you have to ask, you probably can't afford it. So I went up and asked, and the rates for this season are $165 for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for everyone, including Quincy residents. But Monday through Thursday, there's a 20% discount to $130 for Quincy residents. And that's when, of course, Monday through Thursday, when most Quincy residents are working. So my question is, in any new lease, couldn't the City Council in Quarry Hills agree to a better deal for the city's residents, for those who enjoy golfing? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, if two couples went up there on a Sunday afternoon and then had dinner afterwards, it would cost them close to $1,000. So, that's one other small aspect.
Okay.
These are the little things, the big things and the little things in the lease that the city should be addressing.
Jocelyn, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I guess I would ask Quincy taxpayers to contact their counselors and the counselors at large, and specifically ask them to tell the taxpayers why this new lease is actually financially beneficial to them. And in terms of the formula, not just to say, well, if we build a hotel, of course, we're going to get more money.
Right.
But financially, how is this better? And we're giving up our open space for 99 years. We're giving up a recreational complex that was supposed to be built according to the present lease. That's mentioned about 20 plus times in the current lease, but not at all in the 99 years. We're giving up the maintenance over time of the playing fields. There are many, many different things that we're giving up. And tell us why this is beneficial for the Quincy taxpayers, most of whom never go up there and golf, never have a meal up there. Tell us why this is better for us, and if it's not, hire somebody who's going to negotiate with Quarry Hills across the table and get us a good deal.
Sounds like you both feel that there's a lot more questions that need to be answered and that this should not be rushed.
That's exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Is there a way for folks to get a hold of either one of you if they have some questions or want to offer some comments, phone number?
Yeah, there is. You know, we actually, this group of citizens who didn't know each other beforehand that have now gotten together, we actually don't even have a name for our group. But I can give you a phone number and provide more information if people call this number, but 617-770-2518. And then give more information, certainly documentary information, because I don't give these numbers without having really examined the documents and the information that we have.
Okay. Very appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
You're very welcome.
Thank
Good
you.
To talk to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We will see you next time.